Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today we're talking with Lisa Reed, Public Speaking Secrets for Entrepreneurs. As the founder of Get Speaking Gigs Now and the CEO of International Speaker Network, Lisa trains entrepreneurs how to use public speaking as a soul-fulfilling business growth strategy. I love that. Lisa is a self-proclaimed talk doula, as she helps you get your talk ready to rock and learn how you can get booked and stay booked for the rest of your career. Lisa, we go back a few years. We go back a few years. So I don't know if you know this. I said it the other day and you might've heard me, but I met you through Carrie Murphy.
Yep.
We had a call. Then you invited me to a summit you were speaking on. And to the audience members out there who aren't familiar with entrepreneurism and entrepreneurship, I didn't know that when she invited me to attend this summit that she sent that email to her whole list. Honestly, I thought it only came to me and I felt very special. And I was a little bit disappointed when I found out it went to her whole list. And now I know how that works, but I didn't at the time. But I went to that summit. Through that summit, I met Kimberly Crow, who has become one of my very best friends, and we travel all over the world together. And I met Deanne Riandu, who teaches how to read Akashic Records. And I ended up making a huge shift in my business. I read Akashic Records, Holy Fire Reiki, Body Code, Emotion Code, and Belief Code. And energetic magic, all forms of energy healing. And none of that would have happened if Lisa had not invited me.
Had not personally invited you to that summit. I know. Isn't that awesome? I love how the universe conspires in our favor.
It conspires in our favor. So, and back then they were 3-day summits, like, and I had nothing better to do. So I was on like for 3 solid days, people would call, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm busy. I'm on a summit. And they're like, you're on the summit. And I'm like, no, I'm a participant. I'm watching.
But now you're on summits. You can summit all day.
I do summit all day sometimes. So Lisa, I want to talk about this because like our talk back in the day, a few years ago, 2020, actually, I think it was, our conversation was a little bit strategically positioned differently than your talk today. So I want to know a little bit more about this. And I love that you're the talk doula. I love that.
I know even men can have babies with me. I can make anyone have a baby. Yeah, it just comes in a different form. It doesn't come in human form. It comes in your form of your brilliance. And so, yeah, I started back in 2017 is when I founded the company Get Speaking Gigs Now. I did it because people in the speaker network that I had created were always asking me for help. They wanted to get on more stages. They were wondering, why, Lisa, are you on so many stages? What are you telling people? What are you doing? Please, can you help me? Please, please, please. And I did turn them away for a while because I thought, I don't have time to help you. No, I don't know. And the truth is, once the maybe 87th person asked me for help, I thought, well, hold on a second. There's something here. I think I should be sharing with people how to do this and going detail, step by step, like what are the exact things that I do? Because it's not, I didn't think it was rocket science, but I realized it is a gift I have. And it is a gift I'm willing to share with other people and help them make it their own. They don't have to do it exactly how I do it. Like you don't have to do it how I do it, but I love being able to customize those kind of strategies for people and help them get their message out there to more people so that they can help more people. It's the ripple effect that I like to do, or the reverberation effect, if I borrow from my friend Greg Benick. That's what he calls it.
I love that. And I love when you said how the universe conspires, because many years ago, and I would have to find some documents to find out what year it was. It was, probably the early 2000s, maybe 2006, 8, 10, something like that. I was on an airplane and I was flying from LA to DFW and then home to Oklahoma. And it was the biggest plane I had been on for a domestic flight. And it was like the 3 rows, 4 rows, or 3 seats, 4 seats, 3 seats, 2 aisles going down, which usually that for me has typically been international. And I'm towards that on one side, and it's me and another lady, so we can like spread out with that center seat. And she goes, "If you could do anything, what would it be?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, I would be a speaker and a trainer, because I've seen some trainers go in and they just cannot handle a room, and you give me the book and I could walk in and just own it." And she said, "Oh, well, you just put that out in the universe, and doors will start presenting themselves, and you're going to say no to multiple opportunities, kind of like you said no multiple times when people said, 'How do you do that?' You're going to say no multiple times, but the doors will keep opening, and one day you'll actually step through the door."
100%.
And that's exactly what happened to me. So you finally stepped through the door, and now you're helping hundreds, if not thousands, of people on a consistent basis. I love it.
Well, and to even go further with that, again, we talk about the dominoes in life. So if you're listening, it's like, what dominoes are being stacked up? Are, you know, if you look back, you can see them all. I started my college career. My degrees are in speech communication, my bachelor's and my master's. And I even taught interpersonal communication when I was 22 years old at the university. I taught for 2 years there. And I wanted to speak, but I didn't know at the time, how do you do that? Like, how do I be a speech communicator, right? Like, it's in the 90s. There wasn't really that stuff available. At least it didn't seem feasible at the time. No one was talking about that to me in the circles that I was in. And so it's no shock that by the time I'm 40, I actually start public speaking. I would have done it sooner. I just didn't really know I could.
Was it a thing? We didn't
We didn't know it was a thing, especially
know
women. You know, it was like old white guy kind of thing.
it was a thing. No. Yeah, kind of still is. We have to take over that, by the way.
Getting there. We're getting there for sure.
I love that. So, you never know how your education is going to circle back and be helpful. And so, what do you do? How do you help people find stages and get booked and like make a living at this? This is, I mean, it's such a fun thing for me that, like, how do you make it grow?
Yeah, I think the key is with entrepreneurs, and I'll differentiate. I love working with entrepreneurs who want to use public speaking to grow their business. They want to use public speaking as a marketing tool, as a business development strategy, as a way to attract their clients. It's not so much I want to be a speaker professionally for full time. That's not the lane that I stay in. Because there are a lot of entrepreneurs who definitely are connected to their expertise. They're definitely connected to their wisdom, and they enjoy the art of teaching that to somebody else, the art of giving that knowledge to an audience. It's a thrill for, as you know, Jennifer, like for those of us who really enjoy it, it is like the best drug-free drug on the market. Really, it's a very fun way to market your business, network, get known, and find your ideal clients, because they get a little taste of your personality. They get a taste of how you teach or how you train and your concepts. And it's very attractive. It's alluring to the people that you can help the most. You don't need to worry about helping everybody. You don't need to worry about your message landing for every single person, but the people that would really bring joy to you as clients, that's what we're looking, and that you can help the most. So I think that's what's very fun about using speaking as a marketing tool or a business strategy. But you got to figure out what you're going to talk about. I call that get your talk ready to rock. So people will come to me and they'll say, well, I don't have my talk ready yet. I'm like, that's fine. Actually, we're going to make one anyway. So don't even worry about that. We'll get you all set up with your talk so that you know how you can, what you're going to talk about, what you're going to offer. Very important as an entrepreneur. We're not doing this for fun, even though it is fun. We're doing it so that you can strategically align yourself with clients.
And like So embarrassing. I don't know. I can't even venture to guess how many talks I've given, how many associations I've spoken at. I've spoken at the state HR conference several times. I've done breakout sessions, and I didn't really have anything to offer at the end. And when you're in a corporate setting, your offer has to be extremely soft and intertwined within your talk so that people come up to you later and say, "Wow, do you work with people? Like, how could I do that?" Right? Like, that's how you do it. You don't make an offer like in an entrepreneurial setting would be different. But I never even thought about having an offer, much less what it could be and, how to position that. And I also spoke in front of entrepreneurs and I didn't have an offer. I didn't have a next step. And I love that term. What's the next step? Or
Yeah.
that question. What's the next natural step to work
Absolutely.
with you, to play with you? So, yeah, all the things I didn't know for so many years of this journey.
And that's some of the biggest mistakes I'll see people make. It actually like kind of hurt. It hurts my heart literally when I see someone have this great presentation and then they're like, okay, well, if you want to, like, this is a horrible close. Well, if you want to reach out to me, let me know, or something like that. Like, I'll put my LinkedIn in the chat or something. Like, no. Don't do that. You have to be absolutely clear and not pushy. I'm not talking about being hit them over the head, salesy, or anything like that. But I think of it as you being the captain of the ship, like, or the leader of the cruise, or the Jungle Cruise tour guide. Like, you are in charge of the people, the audience. And you already know this, Jennifer. We're just like chatting for our listeners here. But if you are planning to speak, I believe you're in charge of the safety of the room, whether it's a virtual room, a physical room, or whatever. And that means we're going to get to the other side of the island safely, securely, and we're going to show you a bridge to the next island if you want to go onto the next island, but in a safe, nice, comfortable, natural way, like you said. It's going to naturally guide you to the next step if that's appropriate.
I love that because I don't always do that, right? I don't always have like a good next step. I end my podcast with, I look forward to connecting with you soon. Like, just, I don't know, it came out naturally one time. I have over 350 episodes out there, and the majority of them in that way. And somebody goes, "Well, if clients aren't coming to you, that's a terrible close." And I'm like, "Well, maybe it is a terrible close, but I like that just is what comes out of my mouth." But I have other ways, right? Like, get my free gift, book a call with me. Here's the link for that. I mean, I have different ways, but like my final words were, some people say cheers, some people say out for now. Mine's like, I look forward to connecting with you soon. But it was really funny when somebody goes, "Well, are this that bringing our clients just knocking down your door?" And I'm like, "Oh, wait, no, they're not. Maybe I could do something different."
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you don't have to, you can't say that, but you might add that quick link at the end or clear action. I call it the grocery store test. Like, if you were standing in line at the grocery store and someone asked, well, that sounds so cool what you do. Tell me more. Or how do I get that? Or how do I get in touch with you? Or whatever it is. And you say, oh, you just go to, like, for me, it's like, go to getspeakinggigsnow.com/tips and you'll get more tips. I don't recommend handing out your email or phone number on a podcast or at a talk, because who's going to be writing that down? What is it, like the 87s? It's like, no, we're not 1987 where we're pulling the car over and writing down a phone number. Not doing that anymore.
We didn't even have a
Or
cell phone back then.
I know, and that's why you had to write it down on a piece of paper and go home and call.
Okay, so wait. Okay, let's just stop right there. What was
Okay.
that website again? Where do we need to
Oh, wait. Oh, do you want me to say it one more
go?
time, really
Yeah.
clearly and
Yeah,
slowly?
I'm gonna write it down clearly
It's
and
yeah. If you want to speak more and you're not sure how to get started, you go to getspeakinggigsnow.com/tips and you will get 5 top tips to get more speaking gigs now. And that's free for anyone who likes to go to getspeakinggigsnow.com/tips. See how easy that is?
man, that just rolled off your tongue. I think you've done this before.
This is my very first time ever. No, I'm just kidding. But
Okay,
that's one. That's like
I'm
one example, right, of an offer. That's a one example.
and if you didn't catch that, that's what we call sarcasm. I was told recently, you have to sign this agreement to be in this group. There's no sarcasm. And I was like, man, I'm going to sign the page, but I don't know that I can stick to that rule. Please call me if there's a problem with my behavior. I love sarcasm. All right. So I want to be a speaker. I want to get speaking gigs now. And so I'm going to go get your tips document. But what's one thing, if a listener out there is like, I have a message to share and I want to start sharing it?
Yeah.
Can you give us?
I think the biggest challenge is sifting through all the stuff that we know, combined with what if no one wants to hear that? Like we have this courage that's backed up by fear right after that. Like, oh man, like if I said that, would people think I'm dumb, crazy, stupid? Like, go home, sit down. What are we battling? And so when I help people get their talk ready to rock, it's great because I'm a good sounding board. I will tell you if I think it's overdone, boring, generic, yawn, offensive, whatever. Like, I'm going to be honest, but at the same time, I'm going to be listening for your brilliance because I know that everyone, especially if they're in conversation with me about this, I know that you have brilliance you're sitting on. That's not up for debate. Otherwise, we probably would never be in this kind of conversation, or, we wouldn't be having this session. So my job is to help catch your brilliance and show you, like, here's your brilliance. This is this amazing thing you just said. Tell me more about that. That I've never heard. This is really cool. Let's put that in there. And also teaching you that it can be in one talk. That doesn't mean you're limited to that only talk forever. Of course, you can have more talks, but we do need to start with something. We need to start with something because then you're gonna, create slides around it or practice it, give it life. And then you're going to go give it to live people. And then you're going to change a little bit because you're going to get feedback. You're going to learn. You're going to evolve. You're going to grow. And then one day you wake up and go, I think I'm ready for another talk. And then you'll have the skills to create another talk. And you'll be learning at the same time, who are your ideal prospective audiences? What does that look like? What's your lifestyle like? Like, I know you were mentioning, you were mentioning your friendship with Kimberly. You guys both love to travel. I like to stay home. Kimberly knows this about me. Like, I like to be home. So I love virtual speaking because then I don't have to get on a plane or go anywhere. It's amazing. I love it. But that's me. So I'll do that for my clients. Like, what's your jam? What's your personality? What's your business? How does this all make sense? Then we go that way. You don't have to make your plan like anybody else's. You don't have a shoulds, you don't have a have to's. It's more like, what do you want to do? What do you deeply, deeply would bring you so much joy in your business? That's the game I'm talking about.
Kimberly and I just wrapped up a month or so ago a group coaching program. And at the end, I was asking for a little bit of feedback. Like, I think it went really well. And two of the ladies flat out said, if being successful looks like you and Kimberly, I don't want it. And I was like, okay, great. Like, what do you not want? I don't want to travel. I said,
You don't have to.
whoever said you had to travel? Like, where did we put that in this program that you have to travel? You don't. And that's my deal. I've had a lot of fun traveling the last 3 or 4 years, but one day I'm going to wake up and go, yeah, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, and
And
it's
I'm not
about
going
creating,
to.
yeah, like creating what you want, not like, oh, they're doing it, so I have to do it. And I think it's the same with social media or any of the, oh, that person's doing video. Like, I found someone who did Pinterest, and I'm like, should I be on? I mean, I was like, huh, I thought about that a while ago, and then I kind of said it, and then should I look at that? And so I did, and I looked into it, and I got really clear with myself. I'm like, Lisa, is this something that you think would be really fun? Or is this just another, like, you should do this because this person said that it works? What I'm currently doing is working. Do I need to add another thing? No, I don't. But I'm open to being open to, like, let me investigate that. We have to check ourselves before I wreck ourselves, right?
I did that. I met a gal who's a Pinterest wizard, and I don't know what happened. I used to have a whole lot of Pinterest, but somehow they had to cancel my previous account and wipe it completely out. So all the stuff I had is now gone. I have a new one. And after I don't know how many months, I said, I haven't gotten one phone call, one text, one DM. I don't even have very many likes. I don't think this is working. And she was like, well, do you want us to modify it? And I was like, nah, I think we need to break up. Like, I think this is not, this isn't
And
how
that's
I thought it was going to go, or how you, and this is my problem. And so if you're hearing this, just know I am very well aware this is a me problem, not a their problem. And that is, did they really promise me something, or was it implied and I assumed it was a promise? Because I that happens. Like, that happens to me, and I know that I do that. So I have to be very careful. at finding what good came out of whatever coach or person creative that I work with, because sometimes like I hear more than the words that they said. So that's again a me problem, not a them problem.
I think
But
we've all done
I
that at
love
times.
that. We have to sift through what we know, because I've kind of gotten in a space where quite a few people are writing a book and they want to put every story that's ever happened in their world. And it's the same thing with a talk. There's not time to share every single story. There's not time to say, when I was 5 years old, and then go chronologically to your current age on how you got to where you're going, right? You have to like pick the stories that move your talk forward. But you do have to sift through them. It's like, I might need that for another talk. Let me put that in my back pocket. And maybe that's for the next one.
Yeah,
But
I call it your story library. Like you, while you're in a high intention spot, like you carve out time, go, what stories, whether they're your own stories or client stories, always nice when it's client stories. Of course, as you develop more in your business and you've got these success stories, you want to capture that. Like I had a client yesterday tell me I was a genius. I'm like, well, thank you very much. I will take that to the bank. And
let
he
me
was like,
write that down the day
yeah, let me say
I
that one more time. Because he came in, we got his talk ready to rock, and he came in thinking it was gonna, he's like, I thought we were just gonna, brush up something I already had, but this is way more than I ever thought. You pulling out stuff for me that I didn't even, I forgot I had. I am loving this. He sent me his slides this morning. He must have done them in the middle of the night. I don't know when he did them, but it's like, you want to have stories you can pull. I call it like when you have change in your pocket, you at least want to be like, oh, I'm on a podcast. Let me pull this quarter out, or let me pull these keys out, And you can say them naturally and easily, and then you can interchange them really well when you're, I mean, you could even do this at a barbecue. You know what I mean? I got booked for a big, huge medical company, like to speak to all the women in their organization at a Memorial Day barbecue. So you don't have to be, on necessarily, but when you can say what you do really easily and you're used to saying it and you know who your ideal clients are and you know those stories, it makes it a lot easier.
people just show up at your doorstep at that point. It's that whole, I call it the clarity piece, because I've worked with a lot of coaches. And when you're not clear when you say what you want your outcome to be, and then you drop a little nugget, they'll take it and run, and you just run behind and do whatever was suggested. And then you're like, wait, did I want to do that? Like, was that where I wanted to be? So I love that. I'm very clear on my messaging. When I share it, people come. Like, that's just a very clear, specific strategy. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. So we can find you, obviously, at getspeakinggigsnow.com. And then if you throw in a /tips, you get your free gift of
Perfect.
tips.
You do.
So this podcast is all around success, and we talked a little bit in the green room before we hit record, and most successful people, I won't say all because there are some that don't, but most successful people do really well if they can communicate their ideas and their visions really well. And I would like for you to expand on that, on what does success look like for you, and or take your pick, like how does speaking make that more relevant?
For me, success looks like doing what makes your heart sing. And that might shift over time. But for me, it's really about the mission that I feel very passionate about. And that is that we all have gifts that we can share. And when we share those gifts with the people who need them the most, we are raising the higher consciousness of our entire planet. So when I'm able to help people find the courage and the confidence and the clarity to share their knowledge and their brilliance with other people, and they can offer these solutions or be a guide for others, and they can do that as many times as they can that's feasible and comfortable, then I feel like that's the reverberation that I can make in the world to help us all lift up. And that's why I do what I do. So to me, success is make doing what makes your heart sing, and of course, having a bigger global vision of, higher consciousness for the planet. And also, I'll just say lifestyle. I think it's really easy to get caught up in hustle, bustle, struggle, scramble lifestyle. And I work 3 days a week. I work from home. I've got a small team. I have a six-figure company. I love what I do. And I try to, keep my eyes on the prize of like my freedom and my joy. And I'm saying that probably because someone listening needed to hear that today. Don't get on the struggle bus. Don't burn yourself out. Enjoy what you do.
I love that. I literally was at a mastermind, an in-person mastermind, and the leader of the event said, "If you only want to work 3 days a week, I want you to pull out your calendar right now, and I want you to block out the 2 days you're not going to work and quit scheduling things on those days." And
Boom.
I was like, wow. And I was on the call with a coach just before our podcast, actually. And he goes, "What does Friday look like for you?" And I went, "Dude, like I almost never work Fridays. But since I'm the one who got myself behind in this process, I'll sacrifice a Friday." But I had to really think about it. Am I going to sacrifice my Friday to do this? Because I want all my clients on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So
Right,
I
that's what I
love
do
that.
too. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No one can access my calendar Monday and Friday except for me.
Right, me
So does that
too.
mean, yeah, that's why we love each other so much. Yeah, so for me, if I will make a choice, if I have maybe, there's some busier things coming up or I'm going on vacation or just something happens where I'm not going to be completely flexible if the person's I can only meet on that one day. If it's that one time, that's fine. But as a rule, if you don't block it off, you're going to be working all those Mondays and Fridays. If you block it off, then you have definitely increased your odds of having some free time to yourself or doing some admin for yourself or whatever it is that you want to do, focusing on a bigger picture for your business. But just maybe it's going to the gym or meditating or spending time with a friend. It's easy to get lost in entrepreneurial land and get stuck in there all day, every hour of the day. And I don't recommend that.
I know, right? And I've had this conversation recently, like set boundaries. Like at 7 o'clock, and this person's a realtor, but it was like at 7 o'clock, you can quit answering the phone. Will people call? Well, personally, I would not think to call my realtor at 7 o'clock at night, whether I was looking for a house or selling a house. I think that's rude. And so if they're going to move on to the next realtor, then maybe that's what needs to happen. Like maybe you could set boundaries. So I love this, and I love this conversation. I love the idea, like, of a whole did you call it a story intention board?
I call it story library. Yeah, having a story
Story
library.
library. Okay. Somewhere in there intention came up, and I surprisingly I honed in on it. So I love that. I love that we can create this business model, business plan that we might have thought about long ago when we were in college, and we can make it happen. So I love that. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. And if you want to know more about your own success, you can book your call with me, yoursuccesscall.com. How's that? Boom, I did it.
Boom, drop the mic. What was that? I couldn't wait. Can you tell me that link again one more time, Jennifer?
That was yoursuccesscall.com.
Love it. I love that you got that URL. That's awesome. You must have been so excited.
It was fun. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Lisa. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.